Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Ruth with Helper Saturday Vibes, and we've got Trevor with Coca-Cola here in the area. And Coca-Cola has been a big sponsor of Saturday Vibes all 4 years, and this year nothing is changing. So we're going to talk to Trevor about, you know, how much of a slam dunk it probably was to just come back and be with Saturday Vibes again this year and kind of support them and what they plan to do as far as support is concerned. And then we'll talk with Ruth before we get out of here. The event is coming up May 11th, the first one of the season, and we'll talk about that as well. Ruth, Trevor, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yes, thank you.
So, Ruth, we're going to pick on you first and kind of how are things going? Are we progressing and getting ready? Or are you guys like, we're ready for the 11th?
Or
do you ever say that?
I don't think we'll ever say that, but we're getting busier. We're getting it together and getting ready. So,
And once again, the first event of the year will be Mother's Day weekend, Saturday, May 11th. Everything animal, correct?
Yes.
And we'll talk more about that when we get into it. But we wanted to spend some time. You guys, from here on in, you're going to try and bring in different sponsors so we can talk to mm-hmm. them about being a part of Helper Vibe. So I'm going to kind of let you introduce Trevor. How's that sound?
Perfect. Trevor has been with us. Well, he's been with Coke, Swire Coke, for how long have you been working for him for?
14 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's awesome. And they've been supporting and been a big sponsor for Helper Vibes for the last 4 years. They've been here since the beginning. So they'll be there again with their big Coke trailer supplying products. Tell us a little bit about what's new this year.
New this year, we have all kinds of new products. We have water in cans now to mm-hmm. help support the recycle, reuse.
Yes, recycle.
All that. I know that's a big thing with Helper Vibes.
Yes,
so we're going to try and get some of that up there, get some new products out in front of everybody. We have, 300 plus different SKUs of mm-hmm. products. So, there's all kinds of stuff.
You know, and here's my question. I kind of alluded to it before. How easy is it when Helper Vibes comes knocking on the door and says, hey, are you going to come back again this year?
Like you said, it was a slam dunk. We've been with them since day one. They've been a great partner. They promote like crazy. They're trying to get this out to everybody in the community. It's a big community thing, so it's great to have the mm-hmm. support. So,
and the great thing about Coke, and you guys are, I would dare say you guys are almost heading into your busy season because there's not going to be an event that goes on between now and October that you probably won't see a Coke truck at or a Coke wagon, right?
We start our busy season probably the end of February, start of March, and then it's nothing. It's busy clear till, October. So just awesome. Events every weekend, all over, everywhere. I do all the way clear down to the Four Corners. So we do Moab, Jeep Safari. We do all kinds of stuff. So
And once again, like you said, with these guys, it's a slam dunk. And Coke, whenever it comes time for sponsorships and doing things like this, it's almost like you guys look for ways to not say no, don't you?
I don't think, to be honest, I don't think I've ever said no. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing, but it's just supporting the community. So you get your name out there, you get the community involved, and it's a good thing. So
once again, fourth year in a row, Coca-Cola will be up there. They're going to have the wagon. They're going to be supplying products, and I'm sure they've told you many, many times, but it's got to be just kind of a load off of your guys' mind, Ruth, that when you send that phone call out to Coke, they're like, yep, we're there.
Yep.
It's one thing, one less thing to worry about, right?
Yeah, and they're always on top of it. They always get back right away. It's great. It goes smoothly.
All right, so Coke does a lot for the community. They're going to be doing a lot for Helper Vibes. So once again, let's kind of talk for just a moment before we get out of here this morning about the event. Once again, coming up May 11th. That's Mother's Day weekend, and it's everything animal. So what can people do for this one?
Bring your pets down, dress them up. We're going to have a little pet parade in between the bands. So bring your little animals out. We do have a contest of the best dressed pet, and also wear your own animal print. It's always fun to dress up and go out and have fun.
So you've got that. We're going to have food trucks. We're going to have different mm-hmm. vendors. Of course, great music. Variant X takes the stage first, correct?
Yes.
And then Swagger will mm-hmm. come out and close it out on the evening. Once again, it's going to be a great night. Big party. We're going to be up there. Because we got a hot tub we're working to give away all summer long. So be up there. Come up and see us. Come up and hang out at Helper Vibes. It's a great way to spend a Saturday afternoon. And you know what? Take mom.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Take her down there. You know what? Have a few drinks. Get you some food. Enjoy the vendors. Enjoy the music. It's going to be a great weekend, isn't it?
Yes, it will.
And it's just the start.
Yep.
That's the best thing.
It'll be big.
All right. Once again, Ruth and Trevor, Ruth with Helper Saturday Vibes, and Trevor with Swire Coca-Cola here in our area. They do so much, and they're going to be a part of Saturday Vibes now for the fourth year in a row. Ruth, Trevor, thank you once again for coming in today.
Thanks so much.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.